Hey everyone, Logan Pruse here, your friendly neighborhood hype man, back at it again with another dose of masculine gladiatorial wisdom. You know, the kind that'll help you conquer those inner demons and step into your full badass potential. Today we're tackling something we all struggle with at some point, self-doubt. That little voice in your head whispering, "You can't do it, you're not good enough." It's a sneaky bastard, that voice, always lurking in the shadows waiting to trip you up. But listen, brothers, I'm here to tell you we don't let self-doubt win. We shut it down and unleash the true warrior within. Now, you might be thinking, "Logan, easy there, Tiger. Self-doubt is a part of life, right?" And yeah, you're not wrong. It's natural to question yourself sometimes. Ever felt like you were about to nail that presentation at work, then suddenly your stomach flips and you start second-guessing every word? You know that feeling when you're about to ask someone out on a date and your brain goes into overdrive with all the reasons why it's going to fail miserably. But here's the thing, self-doubt doesn't have to control us. It can be a stepping stone, not a roadblock. So how do we overcome this inner critic and tap into our true potential? Here are 5 key takeaways that have worked for me and countless other guys. First, recognize and name the beast. You gotta know what you're dealing with before you can fight it. When those self-doubt whispers creep in, stop and say, "Hey, I hear you, but I'm not buying into this negativity." Just acknowledging it takes away some of its power. Think of it like identifying a villain in a movie. Once you know who the bad guy is, it's easier to strategize how to take him down. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. When your inner critic tells you you're not good enough, ask yourself, what evidence supports that? Is there anything concrete, or is it just a fear-based assumption? Most of the time, these doubts are based on nothing but old stories we tell ourselves. So, flip the script. Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Tell yourself, "I am capable. I am worthy. I can achieve this." It sounds cheesy, but trust me, it works. You're basically rewiring your brain to think differently. Third, focus on your strengths. Everyone has unique talents and abilities. What are you good at? What makes you special? Instead of dwelling on your perceived weaknesses, celebrate your accomplishments and use your strengths to build confidence. Remember, we're all works in progress. Embrace the journey and keep honing those skills that make you awesome. Fourth, take action. Sometimes, the best way to combat self-doubt is to just jump in and do it. You don't have to be perfect, just start moving forward. Take small steps every day towards your goals and celebrate each victory along the way. Remember, progress over perfection. Every step you take, no matter how small, builds momentum and fuels your confidence. And finally, surround yourself with supportive people. Connect with others who believe in you and encourage your growth. Avoid negativity and toxic relationships that drain your energy and reinforce self-doubt. Seek out mentors, friends, or a community that lifts you up and inspires you to be your best self. You know, I used to be terrified of public speaking. My palms would sweat, my heart would race, and I'd trip over my words like I was navigating an obstacle course blindfolded. But I knew I wanted to be more confident, so I started taking small steps. I joined a Toastmasters club, practiced in front of friends and family, and slowly but surely, the fear subsided. It wasn't easy. There were definitely moments when self-doubt tried to creep back in. But I kept reminding myself of those 5 key takeaways. Acknowledge it, challenge it, focus on my strengths, take action, and surround myself with support. And you know what? It worked. Now I'm the guy who gets fired up to speak in front of crowds. Remember, brothers, self-doubt is a universal experience, but it doesn't have to define us. By recognizing its power, challenging its negativity, and focusing on our strengths, we can overcome those inner demons and unleash our true potential. So go out there, own your awesomeness, and make the world a more badass place, one step at a time. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little boost of confidence. Keep crushing it, gentlemen. We'll catch you in the next episode for another dose of masculine gladiator wisdom. Stay strong, stay focused, and never stop evolving.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.